Lots of planning goes into the Olympics, but we have to remember that the Olympics have never been just a game. Kenneth Davis, historian and author of the Don't Know Much About History series, tells us what we may not know about the Olympics.
The ancient Greeks came up with the idea for the Olympics more than 2,700 years ago, but since then, there have been some notable changes, like uniforms. The Greeks once played their games naked, no foreign-made uniforms for them, no uniforms at all. This helped them avoid the kind of political hot water the U.S. Olympic Committee found itself in with its made-in-China team outfits. But don't be misled. The Olympics have always been about politics as much as games, and it's a great myth to think otherwise. Just see London's mayor, Boris Johnson.
Ping pong was invented on the dining tables of England. And I say to the Chinese, and I say to the world, ping pong is coming home.
In ancient times, the Olympics provided a time of truce between warring Greek city-states. They became a proxy for the political and military contests between places like Sparta and Athens. In other words, my discus thrower is better than yours. But that geopolitical one-upsmanship still exists, especially since the Games were revived in 1896. The most notorious case of politics came during the so-called Nazi Olympics of 1936. That's when Hitler, who initially opposed the Games, was convinced of their value in promoting Aryan superiority. The Olympic torch relay, first introduced that year in Berlin, was meant to provide a symbolic connection between ancient Greece and Rome and Nazi Germany as the center of civilization. The Germans also believed that their master race rhetoric would be matched by the dominance of their athletes. But then,
after the fanfares of the Olympic opening comes the most amazing performance by America's black streak Jesse Owens in the 100 meters. The world's most superb runner makes the others look as if they're walking.
African-American sprinter Jesse Owens emerged as the hero of the Games with his four gold medals. During World War II, the Olympics was put on hold, but when they returned in 1948 in a bombed-out, rebuilding London, the Germans and Japanese were not welcomed. See? No politics there. As the Cold War heated up, the Olympics became the athletic equivalent of war, mainly between the Soviets and the U.S., but in one of the most memorable Olympic moments, the water polo pool was a real battlefield. The Hungarians defeated the Soviet team in 1956, shortly after Soviet tanks had crushed the Hungarian Revolution.
Of the whole series, this was the most vigorously contested game. One fierce encounter resulted in 21-year-old Hungarian Ervin Zador sustaining a badly cut eyebrow.
There was actually blood in the water as athletes from the two nations traded blows. The Cold War rivalry had many other famous moments, mostly on the field. President Jimmy Carter announced that America, among others, would boycott the 1980 Moscow Olympics to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
If Olympic competition had been your dream and almost your entire life, a White House meeting today was the stuff to tear you apart.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
Doesn't that seem like ancient history? And 4 years later, the Soviets issued a counterstrike, boycotting the L.A. Games, citing anti-Soviet hysteria in America. Few Olympic moments were more political than in the 1968 Mexico City Games, when American sprinters Tommy Smith and John Carlos held their gloved hands aloft on the medal podium. Castigated for giving what was widely construed as a black power salute in that turbulent year for American history, the sprinters later claimed it was actually a human rights salute, like Carlos in this interview.
You've got it all. You've got publicity, you've got medals, you've almost got martyrdom as well. What do you say to that?
I can't eat that, and the kids around my block, they grew up with me, they can't eat it. And the kids that's going to grow up after them, they can't eat publicity. They can't eat gold medals, as Tommy Smith said. All we ask for is equal chance to be a human being.
But all of these political moments pale, of course, beside the events of 40 years ago, when 11 Israeli athletes and a West German police officer were killed by terrorists at the 1972 Munich Olympics.
There were 11 hostages, two were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. 9 were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
That Olympic massacre remains a political firestorm because the International Olympic Committee this year refused to include a moment of silence to honor the memory of that dreadful day. So here's a final takeaway. Remember how the Games were originally a proxy contest between the big political powers of ancient Greece? Take a look at the medal count, and you'll see 3 of the top geopolitical powers of our day, the U.S., China, and Russia, all in an arms race to be number one.
That's Kenneth Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History and the forthcoming Don't Know Much About the American Presidents.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.